This holiday season, Amazon brings you an unmissable month of festive football.
What a fantastic night of football.
Including Tuesday's UEFA Champions League must-watch match.
It doesn't get much better than that.
And 10 Premier League games. Yeah! This week, watch Wolves versus Man United, Liverpool versus Leicester, and 8 other Premier League games. It's on Prime.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dropping the Gloves. I got some interesting interviews today. We're going to line them up one after the other. It's my former team, Michigan Tech Huskies. The GLI is right around the corner, and we have, I would say, their best player. I'm a big rugged defenseman, or I was when I went to New Michigan Tech, and I feel like they've been trying to find a player like me for years and years and years, and they finally found one who actually, I would say, is a little bit better. Chase Piatela joins the show. Chase, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. I know you're busy to get going. You want to skate. You're just like a dog on the bone trying to get better every single day, which is beautiful, which is how college hockey players should be. So tell everybody where you're at right now and why you said in the lead up to this interview, I can give them 10 minutes. That's all I got.
Yeah, well, originally it was going to be at 10:30, but I'm currently in the parking lot at the rink. I'm on the ice at 10:30, so we got a 10-minute quick chat, and then I'm getting on the ice to skate to get ready for the GLI. So,
can you believe this? The guy, this is like one of the top podcasts in hockey in all the world, and he gives me 10 minutes. He gives me 10 minutes, but I'm going to take what I can get at this point. So you're a sophomore drafted this past year by the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is very rare for an MTU player to be drafted into the NHL, but it's coming more and more common these days with how good you guys are. Your older brothers, Blake and Logan, played with you last year. You got just a family history at Michigan Tech. I played with your cousin, Phil, your Aaron, Chad, Blake, John, Paul. They all played for Michigan Tech. Was this a no-brainer when you were a young kid that you were just going to check Michigan Tech? It was just locked in.
Yeah. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I mean, playing on the backdoor rink outdoor in the winter, I mean, that's where me and my brothers wanted to go. So it was really cool that we were able to do that and do it together. So yeah, it's always where I wanted to go ever since I was little.
Did you guys know what you were getting into? Because Tech is a small town, and obviously Piatela is a big name up in the Copper Country. Were you aware by the fanfare? Because you're like a celebrity walking around campus, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I always knew that like the fans are pretty crazy, and they always showed out and supported the team and stuff. Cause I went to games when I was little, and, but like, I don't really think you really realize how big of scale it is until you're actually playing. So yeah, it's pretty surreal.
Has being drafted changed anything, even in the locker room? Because when I played, we had one guy who was drafted, and he wasn't like a prospect by any means, but you're like a legit NHL prospect, fourth round. Has that changed how the boys treat you or just walking around campus, or is it still the same?
No, I would say it's probably the same. I mean, I don't want it to be looked at any different. I just want to be the same old guy that just likes to kind of fool around. But when it's game time, lock it in. And so I just try to just kind of keep the same message that I've tried as a freshman, and just kind of keep it rolling into this year, whether I was drafted or not, and kind of just try to lead the team the best I can with the other captains and just kind of take it forward this year. So.
What was it like? You're a sophomore and you're a part of the leadership group, an assistant captain. I never wore a letter at Michigan Tech. I think that speaks more about me and my leadership abilities. What was that like with Coach Sean coming to you? Because that's a huge honor, man. Like, there's seniors on this team who don't have a letter. Like, was that a surprise?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge, huge honor. I mean, it's not very often that you get to be a captain for a college team, and there's a lot of great players and great leaders. So when he reached out and we picked captains and stuff, that was something that I really, really appreciated that we did the voting and stuff. And yeah, so it was super, super cool. And I'm just trying to do the best I can to lead the team the right direction and kind of helping the other captains. And we have seniors that don't have letters that could deserve them as well, and other freshmen and sophomores, and everybody could deserve a letter. We have a bunch of great guys that bring the team together. So.
So you played in the USHL for Youngstown. You won a championship there. I think it's the Clark Cup.
Yeah.
Did you have any offers from Major Junior? Did you get drafted? Was that even on your radar to go that route?
Yeah. So I got drafted to Saginaw. And I thought about it a little bit. But I always wanted to play college hockey. So that was the overall decision maker was to play college hockey. So I ended up just coming to the USHL.
What do you think of this new rule now? You could have possibly done both if you were a little younger, go play the OHL and come over to the NCAA. Do you think it's a good idea to have these thugs from Canada coming over to play in the NCAA?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I'm not sure how it's going to work out for all the rest of the leagues and how it's going to pan out, but I'm really interested to see how it's going to work. I mean, obviously you want to play at the highest level of hockey. So if you can bring in good players and better compete and stuff, then might as well.
I love that attitude. Bring it on. All right. So last year, Tech had a pretty good year. You win the GLI, you beat the Michigan State Spartans in overtime, an incredible performance by your brother in net. You guys win the CCHA, beat Bemidji State, you go to regionals and you fare pretty well. Like I think it was Colorado College you played, or Denver, some team out west. You lost.
We played BC.
BC, even worse.
Boston College.
Colorado was a year before maybe, but what is the goal this year? Because you had a great freshman year. Are you guys still on track? That's the goal. Get to the Frozen Four, progress this program.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been to the tournament, a few years in a row now. So our goal this year is to win a game. So we've obviously, unfortunately, every time we went the past couple of years, I mean, I haven't been on the team, but they've fell short on the first round. So, I think our goal this year is obviously win our league, but get to the national championship and win some games there. So
is it daunting? I dealt with this when I played at Tech. I would go into Barnes and we'd see, okay, that's a first rounder. You're playing Minnesota, Denver, Michigan State, Michigan. Is it daunting to go into these Barnes knowing that, holy cow, like half their teams at World Juniors, like last year at Michigan State, they have Labushkov or whatever it is, Lashovnov. He's going to be a second overall pick in the NHL the very next year. Does it give you motivation, or are the guys like, come on, man, how is this fair?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it more motivates our team. I mean, I don't know about everybody, but I mean, me personally, it's like, you kind of want to just like prove that they're just a normal human being, you know, whether they're first round, second round draft pick, like everybody's human. So you can make them make mistakes and you can end up beating them just like we did. So
as Rocky said in Rocky III, he bleeds. He bleeds too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. The guys from the Spartans bleed. So looking ahead to this next weekend, the GLI, always the highlight of the year. Mm-hmm. You go in there. You guys won it last year. I never won it. It's a huge deal. Where do you stack up? The Spartans are a juggernaut again. Western Michigan has a good team. How do you guys think? Are you going to defend the title this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I mean, we're not going to go in there being like, oh, we're going to lose. So, I mean, we got a tough Western team first game, but we think we can handle them. We're going to put together a good game plan. And then obviously the number one ranked team in the country will be fun to take down in the championship. So,
oh my gosh, he's already calling his shots, everybody. I love this. Well, Cinderella, the clock hit midnight. I know you're itching to get into the rink and I appreciate your time. Chase Pialta, he's got to go to Hall. Howell, Michigan, to skate with his old high school teams. Are they just going to be tying your skates when you walk in the room? Like, oh, Chase is here, everybody.
No. It's not. I'm not skating with the actual high school team, but I'm just skating with the other college guys and stuff. So
just to put it in perspective, when I had my Christmas break, the pads never touched my body. I would throw it in the car. And then I would be straight to you know where that I don't want to talk about because you're still underage. And then I would throw them back on when we got to the GLI and hope for the best. So good. I can see the culture's change. That's awesome. You're doing a great job, Chase. I appreciate you joining me, man. Hit the ice. I'll see you. I'm heading down there too in a couple of days. So I'll see you in Grand Rapids, buddy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. See you there.
All right, Chase. Have a good one. Yeah, you too. Merry Christmas. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Perfect. See you 10 minutes. Go skate. He's already gone. All right. And now we have the pièce de résistance, Jack Works. Not even kidding you, that's his name. Jack Works, the captain of the Michigan Tech Huskies, joining us on the show to cap off this Michigan Tech episode. Jack, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Not a lot of people ask. They just focus on themselves, but I'm doing okay. I've slogged through talking to Tyler Shalast for, it felt like forever, but I'm happy to have you coming from Nova Scotia. What the heck are you doing in Nova Scotia? Because I used to play in St. John's, Newfoundland, and nobody in their right mind would go there in the winter months and expect to fly out on time. Are you nervous? We talked about this before we got on the show, that you're not even going to make it to the GLI in a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of out of my control, I guess. So, yeah, I guess maybe a little nervous, but I flew out of here before with some pretty bad conditions, and it worked out. So, yeah, hoping for the best, I guess. Yeah.
Nova Scotia is a pretty big hockey town. I was just talking to James Shepherd, one of my buddies, and it's a sneaky, solid hockey community. I don't know where in Nova Scotia you're at, but like Marchand's from around there. You got Crosby's from around there, I would imagine. How is the hockey just day-to-day skating? Because you've been keeping up. Is there a good crew there you skate with every day?
Yeah, so I'm about an hour and a half outside Halifax. So, okay. Yeah, like Marchand and Crosby are all from around there. yeah, you know, there's some guys that mostly around here, the guys play major junior. So, like, I skate with those guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I skate with them in the summer and around here, too. So, yeah, I got a pretty good group there. Yeah, there's guys in Halifax, but I usually skate around here, just outside.
Well, you mentioned major junior. You played for the Okotoks Oilers in the AJHL. I probably butchered the name. But then you go to the University of Denver, which is a fairly solid, like really, really solid NCAA team. Why didn't you go major junior? You had a solid year, you know, in juniors. You put up almost 100 points. You were a star on your team. What happened? What made you go to the NCAA?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I didn't get drafted in the Bantam draft when I was younger, so I was kind of always wanting to go the college way. Yeah, I had a couple chances to go. There was a couple teams in the WHL, but it was just kind of, for me, I always wanted to go NCAA, and that was just always what interested me. And I also was a bit smaller, so I thought, you know, having a bit more time would be good for me too.
So we talked to Shells about this transfer portal, about the major junior pipeline out of the NCAA. You transferred. You were at the University of Denver for 2 years. Why did you transfer? What happened? How did Michigan Tech approach you? How many teams came up to you? What was that process like?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't an easy decision. I didn't necessarily want to transfer, but it was just, you know, I had some injuries at Denver, and it kind of seemed like I was on the outside. And I talked to the coaches, and, you know, it just didn't seem like I'd probably get much of a chance in the future. So yeah, I decided to look somewhere else, and Michigan Tech was the first team that kind of talked to me, and they kind of just, everything they said was what I was looking for, and just have an opportunity. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. And I didn't take too much time, make that decision.
How does that work though? Because it's not like there's a website, or maybe there is, you just put your name in and then teams approach you. How does that whole system work?
Yeah, it was, I think I had to, I filled out a form with the school, and then they kind of just put your name in for you. So I'm not exactly sure how the teams all find out. There must be some sort of database they look at. But I got, ended up getting some texts after I was already decided to go to Michigan Tech. But it was pretty quick, and we went all the way that year in Denver too. So I was kind of late getting into the portal as well. So like guys had already been there probably a month before I got in.
Is that nerve-wracking? Because pretty much you're telling the pioneers, like, I don't want to be here anymore. And what happens if you put your name in there and you get, like, no responses? Was that, did you know you were going to get picked up probably by somebody?
I thought there was a good chance just because, because obviously Denver was one of the best teams. So I thought someone would maybe give me a shot. But, if nobody wanted me, that would have been
sucked. You're a 19-year-old kid. Like, that's a ballsy move to make that move. And you, like you said, the pioneers were making a run at the championship. That's a gutsy move. You just felt like you weren't part. You wanted to go somewhere else. Do you regret your decision?
No, I don't regret it. It's definitely times where I maybe early on I was a bit unsure, but I kind of decided when I decided I was going to leave, I knew I couldn't regret it. you know, I had to just be happy with my decision. And yeah, I mean, it's worked out for me. So I haven't, definitely don't regret it.
Well, you fast forward 4 years and now you're the captain of the Michigan Tech Huskies. You're going into the GLI. You guys have had a pretty solid run under your tenure where you made the league tournament 3 years in a row. Now you obviously haven't won in regionals, but just getting there is incredible for a Michigan Tech team. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We didn't even sniff a winning season all 4 years I was there. Coming into this season, you made the tournament last year. You win the GLI. I was there. This guy, you guys scored a hat trick to win the GLI. Dominated Michigan State. What are the goals you want to get this year done? You've done it all. What more needs to be done?
I mean, like you kind of touched on, you know, getting to the NCAA tournament is kind of the initial goal. But you know, we want to win a regional. We want to get to the Frozen Four. Like that's kind of what you play for all year. And winning the conference last year was cool because you know the first year we got into the pairwise, but we want to do some damage in the tournament is definitely the goal we want because that's the biggest stage and definitely don't want to have a first round exit again.
How is college hockey different? I know you didn't play major junior, but you've been around it. You still live in Halifax or just outside of, you probably have buddies who played it. How is it different and how is it getting similar to major junior? Because when I came to the NCAA, it was a million years ago and it was completely different. Now I feel like the gap is closer and you could take any NCAA team and you could have a pretty good chance to compete with any major junior team. You couldn't say that 20 years ago. Why is that? Why are more guys going the NCAA route?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, obviously now they just changed the rule. So your junior guys can go to college, but, I think maybe just, guys want to get an education as well, but you know, you could go to the U Sports after the major junior, but I think it's just the atmosphere and, you know, like kind of going to a different country and, you know, experiencing something else. So, I had a lot of guys that I played with like in high school that went to college and, I'm not exactly sure why it's more common now, but, I think that rule change will shake things up too.
Now you've been in college for 6 years. Do you feel like Van Wilder on campus when you've just, you should probably have 3 degrees by now, I would imagine. Right, Jack?
That's my fifth year, but I'm
fifth. I thought it was six. I apologize.
No, okay. Actually when I went to Denver initially, it was during the COVID. So I went in, at Christmas time because there was no season in Canada. So, it'll be 4.5 when I'm done here, but I just graduated this semester, so I'll start the MBA this spring.
MBA business or engineering? What are we talking here?
Yeah, business administration.
That's kind of how all hockey players roll. It's just kind of the go-to. And what's the next steps? I know you don't have an agent, but you might have a family advisor. Is there any aspirations for pro after this season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of something I'll have to think about more as the season goes on. And, you know, obviously when the season ends, one may make a decision. But yeah, for sure, that's kind of always been my goal. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but that's the goal for sure.
You don't want to hit the transfer portal again and just try for, you know, go for the Baker's dozen in college?
I don't think so. I don't think that's in the cards.
All right, man. You got the GLI around the corner. What more can you do at that tournament? You were all tournament team last year. You guys dominated every team you played, took home another championship. What are the expectations here? I talked to Chase. I want to hear from the captain. You play Western Michigan, who's a wagon. They're a good team. Yeah. And if you win that, you go play Michigan State, I'm guessing, in the finals. Is it another championship? Is it another banner hanging at the McInnis Ice Arena?
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. And, you know, 2 years ago, we got beat up pretty good by Western in the first game. So. Yep. Kind of, you know, some revenge there. And two really good teams, two Michigan State and Western Michigan. So, you know, if we could get a couple wins there, that would help us down the road as well. And yeah, I mean, it's just hope we'll have a bunch of fans there. And yeah, getting two wins is the goal. And yeah, that would be great.
I love that. And as a captain, are you making sure the boys are staying on point training? Are you sending out messages, making sure everyone's being accountable to the Husky?
Yeah, everybody's got to relax a little bit, but, relax, enjoy Christmas, but definitely got to stay in shape and, be ready to play.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope you get to Grand Rapids. I'll be there. I'm sure I'll see you in the locker room or on the ice something. I appreciate you giving me some time. And yeah, have a Merry Christmas. I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah, appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
All right. Jack Works, everybody, of the Michigan Tech Huskies. Cheers.
When I say mattress, chances are you hear, or maybe, well, Dreams mattresses sound different, as they can do amazing things, like help put you in a better mood every day,
ooh,
stay sharp and focused, or just make you feel alive again. So drop in, lie down, and see what a Dreams bed could do for you. Dreams. Love your bed.